I too have a testimony also, which I will share in a few minutes. But last week we were talking about there is power of the name of Jesus. There is power in His name. Amen. We're talking about revelation. We're talking about vision. Amen. That we need revelation. We need revelation from God. Amen. And the revelation is, listen, the cross is a huge revelation for us. Amen. Just knowing what took place on the cross is a huge revelation. Knowing that the Lord Jesus was crucified on that cross, and on the third day, He rose again. And because He rose again and walked with the disciples, amen, and showed Himself off, even with His scars, and they could see His wounds, we have a new testament now, amen. We have a new covenant. We have an atonement with the Lord Jesus Christ that no man can sever, amen. It is finished. It was a done deal, amen. But all this to say that when the Lord Jesus Christ, He left us with something so precious. He left us with the power of His name.
Yes.
And all of us that are believers, we have a name that is above all names. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And there is, and even His names speak of His glory. And we ended up, last week, we ended up just mentioning seven redemptive names of God. Jehovah Jireh, right? He is our provider. Jehovah Rapha, He is our healer. Because God heals. He already did it. He did it through His Son over 2,000 years ago. Healing is available to us. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. Hallelujah. He is our standard, our protection, our victory. Jehovah Shalom, God is our peace. We have peace that surpasses man's peace, that surpasses all understanding. Amen. We got Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. In God, we lack nothing. We lack nothing. Amen. We got Jehovah Sitkenu, right? The Lord, our righteousness. He is our source of righteousness. He's a God of justice. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. And we got Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is present. Lord, the Lord is here right now. The Lord is everywhere. He's omnipresent. And the Word of God says He will never leave you nor forsake you. Because we serve an awesome and faithful God. Amen. And today I want to talk about the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go to the Gospel of Luke 10:19. And I just want to mention that, you know, it's almost when we spoke about the great works of God, you may be hearing some of the same scriptures, but it's okay to hear the Word of God again and again, because it just, we're chewing on the Word of God. And it has to go down deep in the inside of you for you to walk in it. Amen. So we want to talk about the authority that is in the name of the Lord. Okay, in Luke 10:19, it says the Lord Jesus, He's speaking, right? And He's speaking to the disciples. The Lord Jesus didn't just have 12 disciples. He had more than that. Amen. Hallelujah. And He says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Amen. God is speaking to the disciple. He says, "I'm giving you the authority. You have authority now through me. In my name, there is authority. Demons will flee. When you lay hands on the sick, they will heal." Amen. So this scripture is giving us that authority. Amen. The scripture right here, these verses, this verse right here is speaking of a mastery, that we are masters now, because now we have the authority. Like, we can come against the enemy. We can oppose the enemy. We can resist the enemy. Amen. We can fight against the enemy because God has given us that authority. The same authority the Lord Jesus had when he was here on earth is the same authority that God has given us because now we have him living in the inside of us. It is not our authority. It is the authority of Christ in us that through that authority we are able to cast out demons, to heal the sick. Amen. To speak freedom into people's lives, to get them out of that bondage that they're in. Yeah. We have, because we have the word of God in our mouth, and it's the word of God that is going to come out and release some edification and encouragement and brings out the truth, because it is the truth of the word of God that sets people free. So now they can walk in total freedom, just like we are today. We're walking in freedom. Sister Vinny is walking in freedom of being anxious. Freedom of anxiety and stress. She's walking in that freedom. Why? Because the peace of God is within her. And she's tapping into it every day. You know, you can worry today and not tomorrow. Why? Because you become aware, wait a minute, I shouldn't be worried about anything because I have the peace of the Lord. God is my peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen. So today we have the authority. It's an authority in the name of the Lord. And now that authority, amen, it's within us. Amen. And we can speak out the words. Amen. So Scripture is not telling us that Satan cannot inflict any harm on us. Of course he can. Amen. He wants to. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy you. He wants to inflict sickness in you. He wants to do all types of things. But we have the authority to say, no. No. You're not going to touch me. Listen, you can come this far, but no more. But we got to stop him. That's why we have the word of God. We got to speak it out of our mouth.
Amen.
And speak it out in the name of Jesus. Not in my name. Not in the name of another person or a pastor or anything like that. No, in the name of Jesus. That's where the power is. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Remember, the enemy is out there. He's looking. He is looking. He's going to and fro. Let me see who I can grab today and deceive. He's looking. And he's doing it more and more to our children, to our youth. Because social media is out of control right now. AI is out of control right now. Let me tell you, we gotta be very, very careful with what the kids are watching. AI is impersonating a father's voice. I just heard this the other day. That is scary. The father being in the same room, AI now is impersonating a father's voice. Can you imagine that? We have to be very careful. The enemy is coming in subtly. He wants to bring harm. He wants to destroy our children. Listen, the family is very important to God.
Yes.
That's why he called the family to men and women to be fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. And have a covenant with him. Three in one. Husband, wife, and God. Three in one. There is covenant in numbers. Amen. There is power in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we got a voice. We can say, no, Satan, not today. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. You're not coming near me. Nope. Get away in Jesus' name. We can resist the enemy. What does James 4:7 say? Right? Submit to the Lord, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Because he's scared of us. Because he sees the light in us. He sees that we have been sealed. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get ahead of my message, but boy, we have the word in us. Amen.
Amen.
So when we are walking in God's, in faith, when we're walking in faith and we're walking in Christ's redemptive power, which is at the cross, what he did on the cross, the enemy can't touch you. He really can't. And so many believers, or shall I say Christians, run. When something comes against it, no, that's when you gotta stand and get anchored on the word and begin to speak just like the Lord Jesus did when he was tempted by Satan. It is written. Give the word of God. Speak the word of God boldly, assertively, but speak it in a way that you believe it, because we gotta believe the word. Amen. Let's go to the Gospel of John. Let's go to chapter 14. And let's go to verse 12. I'm going to read verse 12 to 14, the Gospel of John. And it says, most assuredly I say to you, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Lord said, if you ask anything, he's going to do it. Amen. God's plan to do the same, you know, it's always been his plan for us to do the same things that his Son did, right? The Lord Jesus did so many miracles. He did so many deeds. But God's plan today, it is for us to do the same miraculous deeds, hallelujah, that Jesus did while he was here on earth. And we can, because we have him living in the inside of us.
Amen.
And the only reason that we're not seeing more of that, because we got people in churches that honestly don't believe. They're not believing. Or maybe fear is paralyzing them to do the works that God did here, that the Lord Jesus did here on earth. Amen?
Amen.
It's not his will. It's not God's will for us not to see these miracles happen. No. He's counting on us, because we are the Lord's feet. We are his voice. We are his hands. We are his ears. We are his eyes. Amen. God gave us some responsibilities here. Amen. This is why he died on the cross. He says, greater works than these you will do, because he was only here for a limited amount of time. But here, we're in ministry. We can do more works than the Lord Jesus did.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And through those today, there are those that are believing God. Amen. Are walking in faith. So today, God is still healing the sick. He's still raising physically dead people to life again. He is, through us, casting out devils and demons. Through us, we're taking charge. In the name that is above all names. Amen. There are many people saying that miracles are not for today. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. Miracles are still happening. I just met somebody yesterday where she literally saw limbs grow out of an individual. Okay? And for us, you're going to say, well, I'm not going to believe that until I see it. Well, this person, I can believe, and I believe that she's seen it. And I believe other people that I know have seen limbs grow out. Amen? And this all happens through the anointing power. Amen? The anointing power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has given us, because the power is working through us. It's not our power, it's his power working through us. And it's not by might nor by power, like we said a couple weeks ago, but by the Lord's Spirit that things happen. Amen?
Amen.
So that goes to say that without the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power that we know it brings, miracles cannot take place. We need the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I will be bringing a teaching on that, because in this church, we all need to pray in tongues. We all need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We all should be praying in tongues more and more and more often. Because there is power in the Spirit. Amen. When we pray in tongues, we're praying the perfect prayer to God. The perfect prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So this teaching is coming forth in a couple of weeks. Amen. Hallelujah. God is preparing the church for the greater works that we're going to see within Beacon of Light Walls and outside Beacon of Light Walls. Because
yes.
We got to see them in our families. Can you picture yourself laying hands on your spouse, on your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and see them recover right then and there? I can.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely, because it is the Lord's power working through me, and I have faith. We all have the same measure of faith. Yes, we can. Yes, we got this, because the Lord has us. That's why. And He wants that. He wants us to do His works and greater ones. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. This is what it's all about. Remember, the book of Acts, Pentecost. Woo, the fire of the Holy Ghost just came down on people. My Lord. I mean, it changed the world. It changed everything. That's why we have church today. It changed everything. Amen? And asking in the name of Jesus, like it says here, whatever you ask in my name, in His name. Listen, there's power in His name. Jesus be the name, right?
Amen.
Asking in the name of the Lord is more than just simple words. It's about speaking of asking and expecting from God, expecting to receive what you're asking for from God, seeing it, imagining it. Amen? And everything comes because of what the Lord did at the cross. He did it all. It's finished already. So now we have a power of attorney. We got His name that we can speak on His behalf. Hallelujah. That is good news right there. And that can only come by us putting faith in Christ. When we received the Lord, and we said yesterday, we received Him by faith. We couldn't see Him. He wasn't standing in front of us, but it was the Word. And the Word, remember, the Word became flesh. The Word of God is flesh. It's Jesus. And by faith, we received what God always wanted us to have. So we can have restoration back with God our Father. So everything can be reconciled back to God the Father. But it goes even beyond that. It's redemption. It's salvation. It's deliverance. There's so much more to just saying yes to the Lord.
Yes.
And it's the faith that we have is faith because of what the Lord Jesus did for us at the cross. Amen. In 14, it says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But you know what that tells me? That tells me that faith is a prerequisite to receiving, which is already provided by God the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ. Just like a college course, sometimes you got to take a prerequisite course in order to be able to register for a particular course. There's got to be a prerequisite. Well, the same thing here. The prerequisite to receive, you got to have faith first. You got to walk by faith. You got to have received the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Amen. Remember the Bible. You do this, I'll do this. Amen. The Lord Jesus already did it. It's a free gift. You either say yes to the Lord, or you say no to the Lord. It's very simple. Amen. But again, it says if you ask anything, not everything is God's will, right? So we got to ask according to God's will, which is
Amen.
His word. If you're asking something that is not aligned to the word of God, guess what? You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it because it's going against and it contradicts Scripture. So you're not going to receive it. Amen? So God is very particular, and He has to be. We shouldn't be praying for things that are outside of the will of God. We got to pray for things that are within His
Amen.
Perfect will. Amen?
Yes.
Yes.
Glory to God. John. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
Say that again.
John 16. Gospel of John 16. Let's go to verse 24. And it says, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive that your joy may be full. So remember, prior to the Lord Jesus even being born, remembering the Old Testament, right? It was everything was by the law, right? They were people in the Old Testament, you know, they were appealing, right, to the mercies of God. They had to sacrifice animals, right, to cover their sins. And that was, in reality, that was not a real atonement. The real atonement happened when Jesus died at the cross. Amen? That was just temporary. And that was just, you know, the real atonement of that, of those sacrifices. It was just an illustration of what was to come, really.
Right.
Because the Lord Christ, he became the perfect lamb that was slain. Amen. And that was where the real atonement took place, through Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection. Amen. He became our Savior, right? And now we're able to do so much more when we approach God, because it's not based on our performance. We didn't have to do anything to earn salvation.
Right.
Everything was through Jesus. Amen. It was based on his performance. So when we ask and receive from the Lord in Jesus' name, it's all based on what he already did at the cross, based on his performance. Amen. Hallelujah. We didn't have to die. Amen. It has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with what the Lord Jesus did on the cross. Amen. Praise God for that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this.
Amen.
And this is the difference that we have today. You know, are we approaching God in the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we approaching him in the spirit? Amen. How are we approaching God today? Using the name of Jesus means that we are claiming. We are claiming, we are declaring, right, the righteousness of Jesus as what makes us worthy to receive it. Because when God sees us, he sees our spirit, and our spirit is perfect in his eyes. And in him, we are worthy to carry his son Jesus within us.
Amen.
The Lord God made us worthy. Amen. That he gave us this treasure, that he entrusted us with the spirit of himself that now lives in the inside of us. Tell me that is not an adopted daughter or son of God.
We are adopted, yes.
Amen. We've been chosen. We've been accepted. We are heirs of God. Co-heirs of the Lord. Amen. Like that's a lot right there. We have inherited the same thing that the Lord Jesus had when he was here. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, God sees you. He sees his son. Bottom line.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We are worthy in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that through God, amen, we're depending on the grace of God, not in our performances. It is by grace that we received, by faith. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. By faith, we have everything that we need, church. And those who act but believe, it is dependent on how well they're performing, amen, are actually taking the name of the Lord in vain. You can't earn your way through prayer by performing.
That's right.
It's just not going to happen. It's not God's will.
And
it doesn't matter if you say in Jesus' name, if you are doing it depending on this prayer by performing for it, by performing and acting, it's going in vain. You're not doing anything. Even if you say in Jesus' name, it doesn't matter. It's you're actually nullifying everything that the Lord already died on the cross to give you.
That already did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not standing on the grace of God, then you're not using the name correctly. We need to stand in His grace. We gotta lean into His grace. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's by grace that we received.
That's right.
It was a gift, freely given. But it was a sacrifice that the Lord Jesus paid on the cross. Amen? But yet, freely given. Amen? We got to, you know, Sunday mornings, I got to lean on the grace of God. I need to lean on His help. I need to lean on His assurance. I need to lean on Him, bottom line, in order to stand here and give you the word. I got to lean on Him. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to share testimony real quick because, you know, oh boy, this past week I haven't had a car for 3 weeks. My car broke down. Amen. And two and a half weeks later, I called and one person tells me, no, the part is not in. It's going to take more time. And I was so frustrated. Like, you have no idea. And then I called back and the other girl tells me, no, you know, the part is in, you know, they're working on it. I said, well, when they're going to be done? I need my car. It's going to be 3 weeks soon. I need my car. I need to get around. I've been stuck in the house and this and that. And I had to take a breather because the flesh was rising up. Amen. And I said, okay, I will call tomorrow. And I'll get, you know, this girl, Cynthia, she's the one that was helping me. I'll talk to Cynthia when she's in tomorrow. And I just stopped. And I said, you know what, Lord? This ain't happening. So I went to my living room, and I just started marching around. And I began to bind and rebuke. And I began to call on the name of the Lord. And I began to speak His promises. And I said, Lord, I heard what you said. You said my car will resurrect. Amen. Because God gave me a word. He says it will resurrect because it was dead. It wasn't turning on at all. It was just dead, and it wasn't the battery. It had to do with the ignition and the computer system. Amen. But let me tell you something, how faithful God is. I said, you know what? No. Sometimes you just got to get mad at the enemy. Sometimes you just got to get mad at the situation. And I was here by myself, and I just began to walk around my sofa, and I began to speak the word of God. I said, Lord, you're my source. I have an abundance with you. The floodgates of heaven are opening up right now. I don't care what the bill says. Amen. I know, God, that you own everything. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And I just began to speak the word and pray the word. Amen. And I said, Toyota RAV4, you will live and not die in the name of Jesus. And I just began, you know, and you may think I'm crazy, but let me tell you, the Lord told Naaman, go dip in the Jordan River, in that dirty river, 7 times. And when you come out, your skin will be like a baby. And he was saying, no, that river is dirty. Listen, sometimes it doesn't make sense, but you just got to go with it. You got to go with what's in your spirit and just let it flow out. And I said, I don't care. You will live and not die. And I began. And the next day, I called and they said, the car will be ready tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
And it cost me a little bit less than they have quoted me. Come on now. Only God. Because what I paid for mostly was the labor. The labor was at least 12 hours at $216 an hour.
Yeah, it's expensive.
That's what I paid for. But what am I saying? I'm saying that sometimes you just got to get mad and use what God has given you. There is a name that is above every other name. It don't matter what it is. And I began to speak the word. I began to declare the word. I began to proclaim what's mine. And I said, and Satan, in the name of Jesus, everything that you have stolen from, stolen from me all my financial attacks that have been happening. I'm going to receive them back, not 100, not 200, but 300 fold in Jesus' name. Man, you just, come on now. We got it. We got the Holy Spirit. We got it. Oh, and on top of that, I was speaking in tongues, by the way. I began to speak in tongues, and I was speaking in tongues before I began to declare the word. So God gave me all that that was inside of me. Boom, 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 boom.
Amen.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If Christ was dead, let me tell you, his name would have absolutely no power. But he's living. He resurrected. He's alive. Amen.
That's right.
Let's go to Acts 2:21. The book of Acts 2:21. God is good. God is good. We got everything inside of us. Amen? We just got to exercise it and apply everything we know.
That's right.
And we know a lot. We've been sitting under the word for a while. We know a lot.
Amen.
And I'm just going to read. In verse 2:21, right, Acts 2:21, it says, and it shall, okay, let me say, Peter was giving a sermon, right? A lot of people got saved at Pentecost. It was 120, and then later on, he had another crowd of people, and he was giving a sermon. But look at what he says in 2:21. He says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? And what Peter was saying here, he was under, right, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and he was applying a word that was a fulfillment from a verse from, we can go there, from Joel 2:32. I want you to go there because I want you to see a wording in there. Let's go to Joel 2:32. Again, Joel was a prophet, a man of God, but he was prophetic. Amen. And he was giving this word. And look at what it says in Joel 2:32. And it says, and it shall come to pass. So Peter's quoting his scripture, the scripture here, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. Amen. And the Lord has said among the remnant whom the Lord calls. But I want you to look at the word deliverance. Shall be saved and shall be, there shall be deliverance. Amen. So here we have Joel, right? He spoke a word that came to pass, and Peter was speaking that word when he was speaking to another crowd about the Lord Jesus Christ, how it was spoken in the Old Testament, a prophetic word that already has come to pass. Amen. So here the fulfillment of this verse in Joel 2:32 to the Lord Jesus Christ and the new covenant that he established. Amen. There's a new covenant because of the Lord. We have a better one today. We're not under the law. We're now under grace. Amen. Hallelujah. So we live in a day today that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved and will be delivered. Can you affirm, were you saved and delivered when you called on the name of the Lord and you said yes to the Lord Jesus? We were. In Romans 10:13, we don't need to turn there, but it says, whosoever calls, right, calls of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means anyone can be saved. And all they have to do is, once again, believe by faith. Everything, remember, faith is the prerequisite, right? Everything that we do is done by faith. So when Peter was quoting these words, it shall come to pass that whoever calls, right, shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be saved, delivered also from Mount Zion. And to be saved, as we just read, also means to be delivered. Amen. And when we look at the word saved and salvation, when we look at the New Testament, it's used hundreds of times in the New Testament the word salvation. And it's, and this word salvation is all inclusive. Remember when you go to a resort and you'll pay an all inclusive fee when you go to a resort, and that includes your food, your drinks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And water just includes a number of things, all inclusive. When you go on vacation, even liquor, it's included in those all inclusive if you pay the fee. Amen. So here, salvation, right, is used as an all inclusive word to denote that all the acts, right, and processes of God, right, the redemption, His redemption of mankind. That's a lot more than salvation. It is an all-inclusive because salvation, and not only does it provide forgiveness of sins, right? It also provides for you deliverance. It provides for you healing. Provides for you prosperity. Provides for you righteousness in Christ. Provides for you justice, justification, sanctification, glorification. It's an all-inclusive word. Amen? And from the beginning of time, I just thought that I was saved and my sins were forgiven and that was it. I didn't know that I had a package deal for so long. I didn't know that healing was part of my salvation package. I didn't know that prosperity was part of my salvation package. At least I didn't understand it that way when I first got saved. Amen? But the Greek word, right, translated saved here in this passage is zozo, S-O-Z-O, zozo. And this word was translated in the New Testament as saved or saved. And it's found at least 90 plus times in the New Testament. And this word zozo was also used for deliverance from danger or suffering in the New Testament. And you can find that in the different Gospels of Matthew, Luke. You can also find it in the book of James in 5:15. I mean, there's so many. If you want a list of them, I can give them to you. Amen. Just reach out to me by text. Amen. But there's so many words that mean so many things. Amen. So here, Zozo means physical healing. Zozo means deliverance. Amen. Zozo means forgiveness. Zozo means salvation. Zozo means restoration. And so much more. We have a package deal. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is good news right there. To know that it's not just salvation, but everything else that comes with it. There's so much more. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Acts. Let's go to chapter 3, let's go to verse 6. Amen. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. But remember after, when Peter and John, after they had received, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit, right? They went up to the temple. And around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they were passing by a man that was lame. And they come up to him, right? And let's go to verse 3. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, this man that was lame, he asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." In the name. In whose name? In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So Peter here, he had God's power to heal. The power left his body and touched this man that was lame. You don't read here where Peter is saying, he's asking God, can you heal this man? No, he didn't ask God to heal this man. Peter grabbed his hand and The man was instantly healed. Now, remember, this was not Peter's power. This was the power of God, but it was under Peter's authority. What he said, that what came out of his mouth had power because he was quoting the word of God and the Lord's name. Because God had given him his power to heal. And this is the same power that the church, us, the saints, the believers, we have to be exercising the authority which the Lord has given us to us already. And we got to begin to see power being released from us. Because it is the power of Jesus Christ that was released from Peter. And it is the same power that is within us.
Amen.
The Lord didn't say to us, you know, go out there and pray for the sick. He told us to go and heal the sick. And there's a big difference right there. Amen. Because we heal in the power of his name. We declare the word of God over the individual. And in Jesus' name, you will see them recover.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see them recover, it's not on you. You had faith to believe. It could be on the recipient. Amen?
Yeah.
Look at what verse 16 says. Right there. Acts 3:16. Let's go to verse 16 in the same chapter. And it says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It was through his name. And it was through the faith that this man had in what he's heard about Christ and what Peter had said, that in your name, I don't have anything. What I do have, I have it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. The man grabbed Peter's hand. That means the man has faith enough to believe that if he grabbed Peter's hand, he can get up and walk.
Yeah.
So the man had the faith. Amen. We still have the name of Jesus today and with all its authority and power. And today we cannot be saved without it. Right?
Right.
We have faith. But we cannot be saved without it. Amen? We have the power to believe by faith, and we have the power to believe in salvation. We have the power to believe for healing. We have the power to believe for deliverance as long as you have faith. So it is in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And faith. They go together. You gotta put them in the name of Jesus. And faith is what's producing and what produced that miracle to happen in this man's life. It was a combination in the name of the Lord and the faith that not just the disciples had, but the recipient of that healing had. The man, by faith, grabbed Peter's hand.
Yeah.
And that produced this miracle. And the same miracles that we read in the New Testament that happened are the same miracles that we can see today. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Peter made it very clear that the man who was healed had faith. The recipient of a miracle always needs to have some degree of faith also. Amen? We gotta have faith. Listen, when you pray for the sick, I would say 99 times out of 100, they want to be healed. I say 90 because not everybody wants healing. Some people come up to pray just so that their bills can get paid. That's the reality. That's the truth. They're comfortable receiving their disability checks. That's the reality. That's the truth. That has happened. So be aware. Ask what they need prayer for. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. Oh boy, this. Okay, let's go. And anyway, let's go to Ephesians 3:20. I got there's so much more. You know, I don't want to go there yet. Hallelujah. Let's hold on that. I just want to go through. I'm just going to read a few scriptures here because there is resistance to the name of the Lord also. Not only were the disciples using the name of the Lord, but that name was resisted by the Pharisees. That name is resisted by the enemy. Amen? Because the enemy does all that he can do to destroy those who call upon the name of the Lord. He doesn't want you to be saved. He doesn't want you to be healed. So he's going to resist. And he's going to fight against you. And he's going to bring stuff. He's going to bring attacks. And he's going to bring things upon you. But we have the name that is above all other names. But I want you to see that in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that name was resisted. Let's go to Acts 5. I just want to read real quick. Amen. But I just need you to see it. Amen. Let's go to Acts 5, 28 to 32. Because I want you to be in the know. Acts 5, 28, 32. And these were the Pharisees speaking and telling the disciples, "Do we not strictly command you not to teach in his name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him, God, has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also in the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." Amen. Again, we can see here we have Pharisees coming against the disciples. You know through scripture that they were against them. They beat them down. They threw them in prison, and they forbid them, "Hey, do not speak the name of the Lord." Why? Because they were afraid. They were cowards. They were cowards. They wanted to be the high and mighty. They couldn't see this guy from Jesus from Nazareth, amen, being the king that they now serve. They wanted to be kings. They wanted to be the ruler. They wanted to be the big shot, you know, in Jerusalem. They didn't want Jesus to be spoken about. Amen. Mm-hmm. They knew Jesus resurrected. They were told that, but they refused to believe all that. Amen?
Amen.
Go to verses 40 and 42 in the same chapter, Acts 5, 40, 42. "And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." Amen. So it didn't matter. It didn't matter. Listen, it didn't look like what it's saying here. It didn't look like the Pharisees that were there present. They didn't want the name of Jesus to be spoken. So, you know, it speaks here in a few verses earlier that under the counsel of Gamaliel, he was a highly respected Pharisee. He was arguing with the other Pharisees, like you know, they're not really doing anything wrong. As a matter of fact, you know, these apostles couldn't do this on their own.
Right.
God had to be present in order for them to do the mighty works that they're doing.
To heal the sick, yes.
Amen. So Gamaliel, right, he counseled them to leave the apostles alone. But guess what? They didn't want to hear it. And instead of leaving them alone, what they did? They beat them and commanded them not to minister in the name of the Lord. Amen? But these disciples, as we read, they were so completely lost in themselves, just like Peter and John, right, like as we just witnessed, that they didn't think about personal, they didn't care that they were beaten. They actually were rejoicing They were rejoicing in the name of the Lord that they had been effective enough and that they had become witnesses to the suffering. And they didn't care they had to suffer for the name and the same shame that Jesus went through. It didn't matter. They said, you know, I don't care if we have to suffer for the name of the Lord. We're going to do it because the Lord Jesus did so much more.
Yeah.
He gave his life for us. And what a great honor, right? To suffer shame for being associated with the Lord Jesus. We suffer today. We suffer persecution. People mock us. I still got family members mocking. Amen? Because of where I'm at and who I am and whom I believe. And I really don't care. I don't care. I'm going to preach the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep walking by faith. Amen? Because Jesus died for me. Jesus died for you. And the least that I can do or we can do is live for him, regardless of the cost, regardless of the sacrifice. In the natural, is it easy for me to be a pastor? No, the natural is not easy. But like Scripture says, I can do all things. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. Because it's not in my strength, it's in his strength that I walk. And I'm the leader or the pastor that God called me to be. Do I do it perfectly? No. I fall. I miss it. I mess up. I make errors. But I get right back up. I said, Lord, help me. I just humble myself. I said, Lord, help me. I can't do this on my own. It's very hard, Lord. Amen. So, and then in verse 42, it says that the first century church was meeting daily in homes. Amen. We should do that more often. We should be meeting with each other. We should edify each other. Amen. Exercising the gifts that God has placed within us. Amen. Because God is good. Amen. I'm almost done. I keep saying that. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Amen. Acts 15. Amen. This word is good. Amen. Almost done with this lesson. Acts 15. Let's go to verse 25, 26. Just want to show you about Paul. Remember, Paul was the number one persecutor of Christians. Acts 15, 25, 26. If I can get there. It seemed good to us being assembled with one accord to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The apostles, the disciples of Christ, every day, daily, they risked their lives for the name of the Lord. And we are too today. Amen. We're risking our lives, but that's okay because I count it all for the joy of the Lord. Amen. I don't care if people mock me, try to hurt me. I have a standard. God has placed a standard around me. God has placed a shield around me. I have Psalm 91 protecting me. So it doesn't matter what people try to do. God is for me always. Always. As long as I remain in him, like Sister Vinny said, as long as I'm doing the will of God, my Father, and as long as I keep walking by faith, not looking at anything else but the Lord, amen. And I don't have to do it perfectly because the perfect one lives in the inside of me. He's going to perfect everything that concerns me. Let me tell you something. I'm on top. I am above and not below.
Amen.
Amen. Always.
Amen.
Because the Lord is with me. So in conclusion, right? Everything, church, everything that God is, everything that God stands for and represents today is found in the name of Jesus. When you hear the name of Jesus, when you call upon his name, amen, you're calling upon the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Everything has to bow down its knee to the Lordship and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given Christ Jesus a name that is above every name, and has been highly exalted above everything else that can be named. Amen? And we called them out last time, right? And if you can put a name on it, Jesus is above it. We spoke about sickness, poverty, oppression, anger, you fill in the blank. Everything is subject to the name of Jesus. If you have faith in the name, amen, the name of Jesus saves us, the name of Jesus heals us, the name of Jesus gives us the victory over the forces of Satan time and time again, and the name of Jesus gives us access to God the Father in prayer. Amen? I pray you were blessed by this message. Amen? There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus be the name. Jesus be the name. Jesus be the name.
Be the name. Amen.
Amen. As we cry out holy, because holy is his name. Hallelujah. You're blessed.